Romans chapter 3 and verse 24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. For God has set forth a mercy seat through faith in his blood. And then in Acts 20, verse 26, wherefore I witness to you this day that I am clean from the blood of all, for I have not shrunk from announcing to you the counsel of God. Take heed, therefore, to yourselves and to all the flock, wherein the Holy Spirit has set you as overseers, to shepherd the assembly of God, which he has purchased with the blood of his own. And then Revelation chapter 5 and verse 9. And they sing a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and open its seals, because thou hast been slain, and hast redeemed to God by thy blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and made them to our God kings and priests, and they shall reign over the earth. I just had a very simple impression this morning when I woke up, dear brethren, about the blood and the preciousness of the blood of Jesus. I believe that it should grow more precious to us every day. Mm-hmm. Our brother at the weekend, I think, made reference to this verse in Romans 5. I think he said it was one of his favourite verses. And in fact, it's one of mine, showing here the basis on which we come into blessing. Mm-hmm. It says, God has set forth a mercy seat through faith in his blood. Mm-hmm. That being set forth, God has set it on. Mm-hmm. And it's all from God's side. It's on that basis that God shows his righteousness. I didn't read it there. It says showing forth of his righteousness. Mm-hmm. Wonderful basis on which we come into blessing. Mm-hmm. Can be right with God. And mm-hmm. I know this isn't a gospel preaching, but I am just affected today about the preciousness of the blood. Mm. And it's the whole basis of our personal blessing. God has acted from his own side. Think of the blood was always important. Mm. I was thinking of that scripture in Peter. It says, foreknown. Peter is talking about the blood, and he compares it with the vanity of silver and gold. Mm. And he says that you're redeemed by precious blood. And he says something rather interesting. Foreknown indeed before the foundation of the world. Mm. It's not the cross exactly, or the death of the Lord Jesus, but the blood that was foreknown. I think it shows what value God has on the blood. Mm. As it says when the Israelites came out of Egypt, when I see the blood, it's God's valuation of the blood of his only beloved son. Mm. When I see the blood, foreknown indeed, God, as it were, looking down before time and through time to the very end, sees there that precious blood. Mm. And his righteousness is demonstrated in that precious blood. Mm. Just occurred to me, or impressed me, as to the wonder of it and the magnitude of God's appraisal. Mm. It's not our appraisal, as we often hear, it's God's appraisal of the precious blood. And God has set it forth and demonstrated it in such a wonderful way. Mm. That's for the individual believer. But then I just thought of this passage in this very affecting chapter when Paul is saying really goodbye to the Ephesians, isn't it? Mm. You may not see them ever again. And he's concerned for the people of God. Mm. His heart was always not for himself, he was concerned for what God was doing. Mm. As we know, when he was converted, he had a very distinct impression, or was given a very distinct impression, of what the body of Christ was. Mm. Thou persecutest me. Mm. He was right from the very start, you might say. The Apostle Paul was bound up with God's decimation of his beloved people. Mm. And the very moment he was converted, Paul had a distinct impression of the value of God's people, thou persecutest me. So when he's saying goodbye to the Ephesians here in chapter 20, he's saying that things are going to come in, there's going to be trouble ahead. But at the same time, he values the people of God. He values the bride of Christ, the body of Christ. He says it's been the assembly of God which is purchased by the blood of his own. Mm. That's the valuation that Paul says that God puts on his people. Mm. And so it just struck me that we should value the blood individually, but we should value the blood as being part of the bride of Christ, part of the church, the assembly. That vessel has been purchased by the blood of his own. That's how wonderful it is, the blood of his own. I think there's a note there. Mr. Darby gives some very grammatical comment which I can't entirely fathom, but it shows that, I think if you follow the note through, it's the fact that the Lord did it himself. It wasn't from our side. It was entirely God's matter and entirely the Lord's matter. And so he could say, this is my blood which is shed for you. When he passed round the cup, and there was just 12 disciples there, but really that's an embodiment of the whole assembly, and it extends to the great vessel that it is today. This is my blood which is shed for you. And so Paul says here, he says he's concerned for the shepherding of the people of God. He knows that things are going to come in to spoil God's work. But they're still precious. This assembly, this flock with its sheep, which may be straying and have their own will. We know what that is like. But Paul is concerned for them. But he lays a value on them. He says they're purchased with the blood of his own. That's the value that God places on every believer. No matter what our background, no matter if we've sinned greatly or whether we've been brought up in a Christian household, the price for our redemption is the same, dear brethren. And therefore we have a common bond, we have a common entrance into these wonderful blessings, because this wonderful vessel, which we're going to soon see in all its glory, and the Lord Jesus is going to receive to himself, everyone purchased with the same precious blood. And that vessel is what a wonderful thing it is. It gives a value, you know, to every true believer. I would value every believer if I had this understanding, what Paul was saying here, that this flock is purchased by the blood of his own, God's only beloved Son. Shouldn't it affect us? And I just read in Revelation, because it struck me as to the extent we've spoken about the individual, we've spoken about the assembly, but you think here of the extent of the blessing is. Who is blessed as this precious blood has had its effect? It says that there's redeemed to God by their blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation. And not just made them fit for God's presence, although they have, not just to wash away their sins, but he says they've made them kings and priests to God. What a wonderful footing. What a wonderful service. Such is the preciousness of the blood and its efficaciousness, its effectiveness in before God, that not only are we forgiven, we're given this wonderful privilege of serving God as kings and priests. There's a few random thoughts, but I just woke up with a sense of the preciousness of the blood. May it affect us individually and as part of that wonderful vessel who shed his blood to redeem it. May it be so for his name.
Amen.